This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Came on our radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Endura Life Sciences. They're on the NASDAQ, and you can find them under the ticker symbol NDRA. With us today is the CEO of the company, François Michelon. François, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Everett. Great to be here.
You know, I was reading about your company about 30 days ago. It came on my radar. I'm really excited to have you on the show. One, give us why the initial focus on the liver disease. Why you think that's so important for your company to actually go after that particular stream, if you will?
Sure. Thanks, Everett. Yeah, liver disease is really an area of high unmet clinical need and an area where Endura can feel it can have a major impact. And by that, I mean there are about 1.8 billion people affected by non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is excess fat in your liver. It can lead to inflammation of the liver, scarring, and cirrhosis, which is the death of your liver. And in fact, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is now the leading root cause of liver transplants. It's overtaken hepatitis. The problem with this disease, which may sound pretty innocuous to many people, is that it's asymptomatic, but it can progress to these later stages without you knowing and before it's too late. And you don't have to be obese to have this disease. You can be thin and otherwise healthy, but if you have diabetes or you have a genetic predisposition, there's a good chance you have excess fat in your liver. And besides a lot of people being affected by it, Everett, the other fundamental problem is that there are no good diagnostic tools to screen and monitor patients who might have this disease. The only tools are MRI and surgical biopsy of the liver. And the MRI is very expensive. Surgical biopsy is very invasive and painful. And that's where Endura intends to change the game.
If you would, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what exactly you guys do out there.
Yeah. So we're a small company based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We've got about 30 employees, and we've developed a platform technology called Thermoacoustic Enhanced Ultrasound, or TAEUS for short. And it's a proprietary combination of radio frequency pulses that generate sound waves. And that technology allows us to see tissue in a number of different ways that traditional ultrasound cannot. So we're able to quantify fat non-invasively at the point of care in a primary care setting and detect and help doctors monitor this life-threatening disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, over time much more easily than the tools I mentioned, MRI and biopsy. And the fundamental driver of Endura, Everett, is we really want to broaden access to better healthcare. And our view is that medical technology and diagnostic tools in particular need to achieve a balance between diagnostic precision and accessibility, meaning in terms of cost, safety, and ease of use, to have the impact on human healthcare. And most of the tools available today are lacking in one of these characteristics, and that, as I said, is where Endura intends to lead. We want to broaden access to better healthcare with a tool that can be used in every healthcare setting.
Well, my next question is, well, how does the technology work, and how's it different from the ones that are already out there?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, TAEUS is a combination of radio frequency and ultrasound. A typical ultrasound that today that you might use to look at your abdomen or your liver and see if you've got gallstones or if you're pregnant to look at your baby, it uses very similar marine or an echo, bounces off your target tissues, and then you listen to the sound coming out. And so it gives you some information, but it doesn't penetrate the tissues the way radio frequency does. And so we're able in a very different way to measure things like fat in your liver and a number of other things. And we have, for a very small company, I'm very proud to tell you, Everett, we've got now a portfolio of intellectual property That is approaching 89 assets in our IP portfolio. And we think we're really leading the way in a number of novel applications of technology, which I'd love to tell you more about.
You know, I was, like I said, I was doing a lot of reading on your company. You came on my radar about 30 days ago. But on January 24th, you put out a press release, if you will, expansion into China. Where are we at on that, and where are we going from here?
Yeah, so great question. Yeah, we're super proud to be partnered with Shanghai General Hospital, which is considered by many to be the Mayo Clinic of China. And while we have our regulatory approval in Europe, and that's our focus in the near term commercially, and we just made a recent announcement of our de novo pathway for the U.S. regulatory approval, we certainly want to plant seeds in Asia and in China, which is the largest healthcare market from a population perspective. And we think that that prestigious collaboration with Shanghai General Hospital is just a great seed in the world's biggest healthcare market for us going forward. So it's going to be Europe first. We're going to come back and work on the U.S., and then we'll be also turning our attention to Asia and China in particular.
Today you put out a press release, if you will, on February the 10th here today. But I want to know, what is your U.S. regulatory pathway, and how does that conduce with the press release that you put out today?
Great question. So we've been working with the FDA collaboratively now for many months. We've had a 510K in review, and what we announced just yesterday is that we've agreed with the FDA that due to the unique and novel characteristics of our technology, that it's really a great opportunity for both the regulatory body and for ENDRA to set a new bar and a new class of product. And so we are going to pursue the de novo pathway, which leverages a large portion of our completed 510K documentation, all the safety data and things like that. And we're going to add some limited clinical data from some of our clinical evaluation partners in the U.S. To that application. And so we'll have that this year in terms of our submission. And we look forward to coming out of that process with the FDA with a highly differentiated product classification and some indications for use for our technology that I believe are going to offer us some competitive advantages over a 510K. So it's big news for us. We're happy to have some clarity on this. I know investors have been waiting for this, but I think it's a very positive and strategically stronger path forward.
Francois, tell and if my listeners too, tell us, what do you think the next 2 to 3 quarters roadmap looks like?
Yeah, so really there are two focus areas for us. One is obviously the liver. First priority is really commercializing TAEUS in Europe for the liver. We've got the CE regulatory mark, and so generating our first revenue is key and at hand in these coming quarters. You know, COVID has been an impediment for a lot of companies, and
yes,
included. You know, access to healthcare facilities, being able to conduct research, a number of things have been a little slower than we expected, but we've got a small commercial team on the ground in Europe making virtual and increasingly physical sales calls. We're going to deploy our systems in Europe at our clinical evaluation partners in France, Germany, Switzerland, and the UK. And we're going to build and ramp that huge market, Europe, first. Naturally, we're also, you know, in parallel, cultivating relationships and opportunities beyond the liver. And by that, I mean the TAEUS platform, as we've explained historically, can enable clinicians to see tissue temperature during energy-based surgical procedures to treat pain, cancer, aesthetic conditions, and cardiological conditions. And that's a very novel and distinct application for ENDRA, where we'd be able to show tissue temperature change in real time in robotic or other surgery to clinicians to treat patients more precisely and more safely. And we look forward to making some announcements in 2022 related to collaborations and our development of these other TAEUS applications beyond the liver. So it's a really exciting time to be in healthcare, and we feel blessed to be contributing and working hard to improve the lives of people around the world every day.
My guest today has been Francois Michelon. He is the chairman and president and CEO of Indira Life Sciences. You can find him on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NDRA. I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. Very undervalued, but that's my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it. Everyone should do their own due diligence. Francois, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, thanks, Everett. First of all, it's great to spend some time with you and your listeners. Second, I think Indira is positioned now with some interesting catalysts ahead. We have the CE regulatory mark, and so first revenue this year is an important milestone for us. We just announced a prestigious collaboration and foothold in China with Shanghai General Hospital. And we've announced some clarity and a great differentiated strategy for regulatory approval in the U.S. So I think the opportunities for Indira this year and into 2023 are pivotal, and I'm excited to deliver on that operating plan and continue to grow Indira. I hope that's of interest to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
That would be great. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.